I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Blarum, and Blarum performs a routine examination of a patient's neurological function of their hand. Using calipers with a fine tip, the patient can perceive 2 points when the distance between the points is 11 millimeters or greater. This finding is most consistent with which of the following? So we have A, dorsal column injury, B, anterior horn cell lesion, C, spinocerebellar tract lesion, and D is damage to the precentral gyrus. Y'all, let's get it. I'm super excited about this question because I really feel understanding this can help you out a ton on the NPTE. All right, so follow me. And for those of y'all who want to hear a really cool story about Blarum, hold on to the end of the episode. I got something really cool to share with you. All right, so let's go up to the top of this question. We have Blarum performs a routine examination of a patient's neurological function of their hand. Pretty straightforward first sentence. We know that we're examining from a neurological perspective the patient's hand. I wouldn't spend a lot of time there. Let's continue moving forward. It says using calipers with a fine tip. The patient can perceive 2 points when the distance between the points is 11 millimeters or greater. Let's stop here. If you are able to take notes, this is the time. All right. So I'm not sure if you had this in neuro class, but there's this thing called 2-point discrimination. And it's where you use these calipers with fine tips in order to determine the distance that someone's able to detect 2 points. All right. And if you look at the textbook, let's say you go into O'Sullivan Physical Rehab, it goes in there and it gives you a definition of 2-point discrimination. It says the ability to discern that two nearby objects are touching the skin are two distinct points, not one. And so you're using these calipers and you're going to be increasing the distance of the 2 points until the person subjectively reports that there are actually 2 points that they feel and not one. Again, this is called 2-point discrimination, and it's using these calipers with fine tip. That's what I need you to definitely know for the NPTE. Now, here's the other thing that you should know. Very important. Normally, like if I test somebody's 2-point discrimination and it's normal, they should feel 2 points that are less than 6 millimeters in distance. All right, so less than 6 millimeters is considered normal. Anything more than that is considered abnormal. There's some type of sensory dysfunction of some sort. So now that we have that information, let's take a look at the question again. It says using calipers with a fine tip, the patient can perceive 2 points when the distance between the points is 11 millimeters or greater. This lets me know automatically person is having an issue with 2-point discrimination, some type of sensory dysfunction. All right, are we good? Let's continue moving forward. It says, this finding is most consistent with which of the following? All right, for those of you who tend to have difficulty interpreting questions, this is my specialty here. I love to make sure I truly understand the question before looking at the answer choices. And this question is pretty much saying, hey, you got a person in front of you who has impaired 2-point discrimination. Which of the following like pathologies or conditions is this consistent with? That's what the question's asking you for. So for those of you on the podcast, let's go through the answer choices again. So we have A, dorsal column injury. B is anterior horn cell lesion. C is spinocerebellar tract lesion. and D is damage to the precentral gyrus. Don't worry. I know it's some, you know, fancy words, but we're going to break it down and get down to this final answer. So A, dorsal column injury. My question to you, does a patient who has a dorsal column injury present with issues with two-point discrimination, like impaired two-point discrimination? So I see quite a few of you selected yes for this or selected this answer. So let's look at it. The dorsal column we know is in the back of the spinal cord, and it has different sensory functions that go through that area. Things like proprioception, things like kinesthesia, things like two-point discrimination and fine touch. So yes, if I have a patient with a dorsal column injury, I can expect that two-point discrimination is going to be impaired. I do like A as the answer. Hold on a minute. We got to look at the other answer choices, but I really like A. Let's take a look at B, anterior horn cell lesion. For those of you who are not familiar with the spinal cord or need a little bit of refresher here, the anterior horn is in the front of the spinal cord. And this is where a lot of the motor function comes from. Not sensory function, motor function. So if I had an anterior horn cell lesion, I would have issues with the person's motor function, not things like two-point discrimination. Therefore, I'm eliminating B 100%. Doesn't make sense here. All right, let's take a look at C, spinocerebellar tract lesion. If you got a little off put by this answer, like, wait, what the heck does that do? I'm in the same boat as you. I used to have a problem with spinocerebellar tracts. So let me give you the rundown here. Spinocerebellar tracts relay unconscious proprioceptive information to the cerebellum. It sends proprioception-based information. Is it specific to two-point discrimination? No, it's not. Spinocerebellar tracts really are not involved in two-point discrimination. That's more of a dorsal column type of function. Therefore, C, spinocerebellar tract lesion, not likely to cause this problem. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to it. Definitely not the best answer. Let's take a look at D. D says damage to the precentral gyrus, another major one you need to know for the NPTE. The precentral gyrus is located in the cortex. It's an anatomical location of the primary motor cortex. Its function is to control voluntary motor movement on the contralateral side of the body. What I need you to understand is this. The precentral gyrus is responsible for motor function. That's the key. Does it have anything to do with two-point discrimination? No, because two-point discrimination is sensory, baby. And so I can eliminate D with certainty. Damage to the precentral gyrus is not likely to cause an impaired two-point discrimination. Eliminating that, and guess what? That leaves me with my best answer of A, dorsal column injury. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. This was a toughie. A lot of medical terms, a lot of neurological stuff going on. Let me do a quick recap, though. What you need to know is two-point discrimination. What is that? All right, we gave you the definition. You could definitely check that out in your O'Sullivan textbook. Remember, we use calipers with fine tips to really determine the distance that someone's able to detect 2 points, not one, all right? And so that's two-point discrimination. We said that this two-point discrimination sensory function goes through the spinal cord, but specifically the dorsal column. So if a person has a dorsal column injury, I can expect two-point discrimination impairment. All right, so that's the reason why dorsal column injury was the correct answer here. But if you remember, anterior horn cells, no, that's not correct because anterior horn cells are more involved with motor function. Spinocerebellar tract lesion wouldn't be the correct answer here because those tracts send proprioceptive information to the cerebellum. And then D, which was damage to the precentral gyrus, is definitely not correct because the precentral gyrus is more responsible for motor function, not sensory, therefore eliminating D with certainty as well. Final answer here, again, was A, dorsal column injury. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. But let me tell you the reason why I use Blairum for this one. Blairum was actually a student of mine who struggled quite a bit. And I'm not sure if you're in PT school right now, maybe you're on clinical rotations or whatnot. But listen, Blairum had a very interesting story because he struggled to get into PT school originally, right? He applied to 13 different schools, got rejected by every single school the first time around, attempted another round a year later, and finally got into a PT school. You would think that, okay, finally makes it in, gets through. No, Blairum also struggled in his first freaking semester, failed out of anatomy, and then failed out of the freaking program. Check this out. A year later, he reapplied for another freaking school because the faculty members just felt like he couldn't cut it, like he wasn't actually going to be able to make it. He wasn't able to keep up with the class, process the information quick enough. He was just having such a struggle keeping up with everyone else. So Blairum took another year, finally got into another program, but this time was different for him. So Blairum this time felt like he was more prepared for PT school. Despite the fact that he was set back, despite all of the faculty members who were talking about him and making him feel inferior, that he was never going to be enough to be a physical therapist, that this next time, he actually felt even more prepared. He felt worthy. He felt like he could do it. His faculty members were supportive. He got himself around people that were lifting him up instead of tearing him down. I don't know how many of you have ever been in a situation where you felt less than. You felt inferior, that all your classmates were just so much smarter or just got it so much faster than you. And you just felt like, maybe I'm not cut out to do this. Maybe I just got lucky getting into this program and I really shouldn't be here. Well, that was the mentality that Blairum had originally. That was until he realized that his setbacks, him failing out of PT school, actually set him up to excel, set him up to be around the right people that were going to push him to be the best version of himself. Y'all, Blairum graduated PT school that next time that he had gotten in. Not only did he graduate, he went into the NPTE, his first attempt, and passed it with a 750. I say all this to say, you know, Blairum was in a situation where he had multiple setbacks and you would have looked at him maybe and saw someone who wasn't cut out for this. But Blairum kept pushing until he got the job done. Not to mention, he made a 750 on his first attempt on the NPTE and is now a clinic director in the state of Tennessee, absolutely crushing it, loving every minute of what he's doing. I say all this to say, for those of you right now that are feeling inferior, not worthy, maybe you got kicked out of your program, you failed out, and you want to know if you should come back. Maybe this is your second time, and you're wondering if you're actually going to make it this time. I want you to know there's people who have gone this route before you and have made it, have dominated, and gone on to do incredible things in the field of physical therapy. If you need support, if you need people around you that are going to lift you up instead of tear you down, that's the reason why I created the PT Hustle and our community, our tribe. If you're looking for people to lift you up just like Blairum, I want you to join our free private Facebook group where we're here to lift you up. We're here to give you the support that you need to not just dominate PT school, but dominate the NPTE. So where can you go to join our tribe? Go to www.npteGroup.com. We're waiting for you. And for those of you who still haven't gotten our free musculoskeletal cheat sheets, we got those out there for you as well. Go to www.npteCheatSheets.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.